AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Agreed to.
The Senate has passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill, more than $772 billion for domestic programs, $858 billion for defense, also a significant round of military and economic aid for Ukraine. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Here's who it helps: working families, parents who can't afford childcare, pregnant workers, students, and so much more.
The top Republican on the Senate Appropriations Committee, Richard Shelby.
We know it's not perfect, but it's got a lot of stuff in it, a lot of good stuff.
It now goes to the House. After a quick, momentous trip to Washington, President Vladimir Zelensky is back home and being hailed after the U.S. announced a new $1.8 billion military aid package, including Patriot missiles. At a news conference, Russian President Vladimir Putin dismissed the surface-to-air system as pretty old. Meanwhile, the White House says a private Russian military company is getting help from another rogue state.
Mercenaries from the Wagner Group have been fighting in Ukraine alongside Russian troops. And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says as Moscow's military falters,
President Putin has increasingly been turning to Wagner,
which is now turning to North Korea.
Last month, North Korea delivered infantry rockets and missiles into Russia for use by Wagner.
Kirby says the U.S. does not assess the materiel from North Korea will change the war's dynamics, but is concerned more weapons are coming. The Biden administration notes the North is banned from importing or exporting weapons per sanctions imposed by the U.N. Security Council, of which Russia is a member. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. population grew by 1.2 million people this year, largely driven by international migration. Population now up to 333.2 million. This is AP News. If you're planning to travel Friday, you might want to reconsider. Mike Hempen on why.
Travelers across much of the eastern U.S. are bracing for one of the most treacherous Christmas weekends in decades. Forecasters are warning of a bomb cyclone developing near the Great Lakes, which meteorologists say will increase winds and create blizzard conditions. AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says despite the gloomy forecast, many people will be reluctant to change their plans.
People are still going to go on their trips. They may have to just adjust the timing.
But Diaz says traveling on Friday is not a good idea.
Go ahead and think about what you're going to do now if that flight gets canceled or if the roads are going to be impassable or just too dangerous to be out.
Diaz says if you're planning to drive, one option is to leave on Christmas Day when there will be fewer cars on the road and less chance of an accident. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.